As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Euphoria creator Sam Levinson and The Weeknd have teamed up for a new show, and it is getting terrible reviews. Like, it's the worst HBO show ever reviewed type bad. So the show is called The Idol, and it's about a cult leader that's played by The Weeknd, who becomes the love interest of a rising pop star who's played by Lily Rose Depp. If I'm not mistaken, I think there was a rumor going around that this was actually loosely based on Britney Spears. That's just a rumor as of now, but it was supposed to take the spot of Succession as like the new big Sunday night show on HBO. But if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, the show is currently sitting at 17%.
Ooh. Why is it getting so universally panned?
A lot of people are saying that it's like softcore corn.
Porn.
Can we say that on the radio?
You can say porn.
Okay, softcore porn. There you go.
Okay.
I'm still unsure about the rules.
Corn. No.
That's all right.
Yeah, you said softcore corn.
Yeah, I thought that was a thing.
But that's what the kids say.
They say softcore corn?
They say corn when they don't want to say porn.
Shut up.
Oh.
Is this a talk thing?
This is a TikTok thing.
Mm-hmm. It's so TikTok doesn't flag it and take it down.
Is this why you can't say death? You have to say like unalived?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Serious?
Yeah. There's so many rules on the wild, wild web.
Why don't we even talk anymore?
I don't know. you literally can't say dead on TikTok, so people say unalived.
Yeah, which means the same thing, but whatever. So basically people are saying that it's just unnecessary.
Gratuitous
scenes. And so that's at 17% on Rotten Tomatoes, and on Metacritic it's at 27%, which is not that much better. And so far all the critics have only seen about the first two episodes at Cannes. So maybe it could get better. It's not looking good though. It could get worse. It probably could get worse.
That just makes me really intrigued to at least give it 15 minutes. If I gave Bama Rush 15 minutes, I got to give this 15 minutes.
At least 15, if not 17. The new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is almost, it premiered today, which means Khloe Kardashian can finally start using her son's real name.
Oh, hallelujah.
She's been keeping it under wraps. I do want to know, like, what she's been calling her son. If she's really been keeping it a secret from the general public, like, does she have a nickname for him? She just calling him, like, baby?
I call Jimmy Bubba.
Bubba.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Bubba.
Aw. So it's been confirmed by Khloe that his name is, in fact, Tatum, which is what the reports were saying. We knew it was going to be a name that started with T because we have their first child together, her and Tristan. We have baby True. Now we have Tatum, Tristan, and then Khloe. So she's the odd one out here.
So I'm going to say something that is going to make me... If you disliked me before, you're going to hate me.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I listened to... Have you guys listened to Jay Shetty's interview with Kim Kardashian this week?
I've heard segments. And Abby played us one earlier.
Yeah, she was talking about motherhood. Mm-hmm. Sounded very relatable.
I thought she was great. After I listened to it, I'm like, I have a totally different opinion about her. Like, I want to be friends with her.
I think Kim Kardashian is whip smart and plays dumb.
I don't even feel her playing dumb.
I don't think she plays dumb anymore.
No, I mean, oh yeah, not anymore, but like her image or stuff, I think she has come off in the past as kind of a valley girl or very superficial. I think she's highly intelligent and calculated.
Sort of like a Paris Hilton situation.
Yes, same with Paris. Like the more coming out about Paris now, the more I'm listening to her talk, hella smart, very compassionate, big-hearted, kind. None of this Valley Girl stuff that you think that she is and the persona she had on in the 2000s.
They still kind of have that California cadence. I mean, I grew up with it, so I know it. So it sounds kind of Valley Girlish. But the words that were coming out of her mouth to Jay Shetty, I just really thought, like, I have reframed the way I look at her.
The words were wording.
They're very wording.
However, I've seen articles. She's still getting railed because of being, and I don't know if it's the word is tone deaf or talking about how difficult mothering is, which it is, no matter how, no matter your socioeconomic status. Being a mom is hard, whether you're rich or whether you're poor or anything in between.
It's a lot easier if you're rich, I'd
say. Yes, and I think that's what people are getting at, because the way she was saying some things, they were like, it seemed to come across like, if you can only imagine what like a single mom who had to work multiple jobs is going through.
Well, that, and I agree with that sort of criticism, only because I don't know. Like, the way that she paints her mornings is like this frantic, hectic morning where she's the one trying to get all four kids ready. One needs attention, then the other one needs attention. She's trying to do one's hair while the other one is screaming. And I was thinking as she was saying this, this is very relatable stuff, but do you also have somebody in the house that's helping you with two of the four kids? Because I would find it hard to believe that she's really doing all that hands-on stuff herself.
And that's what we discussed in a previous e-buzz of Abby's, is like, you probably have a nanny for each kid. But but that, once again, is assuming, and what's one of the four agreements?
You don't assume.
Yeah. Also, another good interview with Jay Shetty is the Kendall Jenner one.
I have heard them all. Yeah. He's great. Mm.
Kanye West is getting sued by Gap. What? I'll tell you all the details on your next e-buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.